Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf ayin tes, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf ayin ches amid beis. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf ayin ches amid aleph began a new topic, still talking about Ritzicha. Again, why are we talking about Ritzicha? Because we're discussing the Elohein HaNerogen, the ones that were Chayev, Misas, Bezdin, Hereg, or Saif. And who was Chayev? Saif, or Ritzeach, or the Anshir, or Nidachas. So the Gemara over here digresses a little bit and gets into the laws of Ritzeach, specifically when a Ritzeach is Chayev, when a Ritzeach is Potter. So the Mishnah brought a very important machloikis, Rab Nechenya and the Chachamim. It's an important machloikis in Halacha, but it's also an important machloikis in terms of how to understand two psukkim in the Torah. So the psukkim are in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Tes. The Pasuk says, V'chi Yerivon Anoshim, if two men were fighting, V'hika Ish Esreyeyu, one man hit the other one, Be'ege, with a stone, or Be'egreif, with his fist, V'lo Yomus, and this is the key, the person did not die, rather V'nofal Mishka, he ended up lying on a bed, he's in a horizontal position, he's in a hospital somewhere. Im Yokum, if this person gets up, this Alek Pachutz Al Meshantai, and he's able to leave the hospital on his own strength, meaning he has a full recovery. The Nika Hamaka, the person that hit him, won't be Chayev Misa. Stating that, says the Torah, Rakshif Tayitim Verapa Yerapa. He's going to have to pay like a Chayev B'Chaveri. We know a Chayev B'Chaveri is Chayev Chamish Advar. This Pasuk mentions two of them, Rakshif Tayitim, that's Sheves, Verapa Yerapa, and that's Ripa. So the Pasuk is talking about somebody that hit his friend. He didn't kill him. It's very clear. V'lo Yomos. Not just that, he got up. The person did, and he made a full recovery. V'nika Hamako. The one that hit him is not going to be Chayev Misa. Rather, he's going to have to pay Momoin. He's going to have to pay Sheves. He's going to have to pay Ripoy. And the Tanoim were bothered with a very obvious question. To the extent that this person did not hit his friend when he hit him, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yomos. Im Yokum V'salich Bachutz Al Meshantai. Then why does the Pasuk have to say V'nika Hamako? Why is that necessary? V'nika Hamako is not going to be Chayev Misas Bezdin. And the Lashon HaGemara was, V'chisal Al Daitcha Shezeh Mahalich Pashuk V'zenerek. Was there a Havamina? That if I hit you and you don't die, that I would be Chayev Misas Bezdin? That the Torah has to say V'nika Hamako? Says Rav Nechemya, it must be Chasturei Mechzer V'Hachiktani. We have to add a little bit to the story, to the narrative that the Torah is teaching us. And really what's going on over here is that this person did die. And being that this person died, there was a Havamina that maybe this person should be Chayev Misa. And for that reason, the Torah had to say V'nika Hamako. Either Pasuk says he didn't die. It says V'lo Yomos. V'im Yokum V'salich Bachutz Al Meshantai. What happened was, originally they thought he might die. But V'lo Yomos, he didn't die. He had a recovery. V'hisalich Bachutz Al Meshantai. Afterwards, he ended up dying. Says the Torah, V'nika Hamako, he's going to be Pater. And Rav Nechemya essentially was saying the Chiddush. Because he was saying that even though at the time that the person hit his friend, he gave him a blow that was kidei lahamus. There was a chance he could have died. And eventually he did die. So l'churi, he met all the criteria to be a reitzeach. He hit him in a way where he could have killed him. And he killed him. So why shouldn't he be chayev misas bezdin? The teretz is because in the interim period, this person made a recovery. And once he makes a recovery, at that point, we say that the one that hit him is off the hook. And that's the chiddush of the Torah of V'nika Hamako, that even though he gave him a deathly blow in the sense that it could have killed him, and eventually it did kill him, but the interim period is what changes everything. And for that reason, the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say no, that once the person makes a recovery, even if later he becomes sick again and dies, the halach is the one that hit him, this alleged reitzeach, is not viewed as a reitzeach. And he is viewed as a Ritzach. And he's going to be Chayiv, if that's the case. If he's going to be Chayiv in that case, that's obviously not what the Pasuk's talking about when it says V'nika Hamako. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says V'nika Hamako? It means something completely different. It means that when the person hits his friend, they would lock him up to determine and wait and see whether he is going to die or whether he's not going to die. A special halacha chayv shenoisai. And V'nika Hamako is describing, in the event that the person doesn't die, if he doesn't die, we can let the one that hit him out of jail because there's no reason to hold him anymore. Either way, a machlekes, Rav Nechemya and the Chum had to understand the pasuk. According to Rav Nechemya and these two psukim, the person ends up dying. And despite the fact that he ends up dying, still V'nika Hamako. What's the reason? Because he made a recovery in between. According to the Chachamim, the pasuk is talking about where he didn't die. And because had he died, the person would have been Chayiv Misa. If he didn't die, what's the chiddush of a nikah maka? The chiddush of a nikah maka is not that he's not chayiv misa. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush of a nikah maka is that we can let him out of jail. Either way, says the Gemara. I understand why the Torah had to write trei umdene, two umdenes. What are the two umdenes? So really, you have to lock in a little bit to fully get this Gemara. The Gemara is approaching these psukim as follows. The real point of the pasuk is to teach us that if somebody hits his friend, he doesn't kill him, he's just chayvul b'chaveroi, the halacha is he has to pay as a mazik. What kind of demei hezek does he have to pay? So we know achayvul b'chaveroi chay b'chamisha dvarim. The pasuk explicitly here states two of those chamisha dvarim. It states sheves and it states ripui. The Gemara, however, feels that if that's all the Torah wanted to tell us, then the Torah could have omitted a lot of the words in the pasuk. The pasuk could have said v'chi yirivon anashim v'hika ishes reyeyu be'evenoi be'egroiv v'nofa le'mishkov shifto yitem v'rapa yirapa. What could the Torah have omitted? V'lo yamos, doesn't have to say that he didn't die. Just say v'nofa le'mishkov, he was mazikin, and I'll know that he didn't die. Additionally, the pasuk doesn't have to say yom yokum v'salik b'chutz al mishantoi v'nikamak. Could have just said rak shifto yitem v'rapa yirapa. So again, why do we need all these words? So we already spoke out that there's one drasha that we learned from here. What's the one drasha? The one drasha is, according to Reb Nechemiah, it's coming to teach me a halacha that if he dealt him a blow that was kedei lahamus, and then he got better and eventually died, still he's going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, the words v'nika maka taught us that when somebody hits somebody and there's a possibility that that other person is going to die as a result of this blow that he dealt him, so chayv shenai, so we have to lock him up. But that would only explain, says the Gemara, why the Torah has to reference one of the two extra things in this pasuk. Either v'lo yamos, or im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoi v'nika hamaka. And being that really the drasha that the Gemara learned was from im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoi v'nika hamaka, so maybe that it had to say, to teach me either Rav Nechemiah's halacha or the Chachamim's halacha, marked isle or marked isle, but v'lo yamos is still going to be extra. There's still two or one extra reference in this pasuk. So what do we need these two references for? So I understand. Because there's two chedushim that the pasuk is coming to teach me in addition to the pashut pshat in the pasuk, which is certainly coming to teach me the halacha that if someone's chayv b'chaveroi, he's chayv sheves and he's chayv ripo. What are these two extra halachas? One will come to teach me that if somebody hit his friend, kedei lahamos, and the person didn't die, that what? So Rashi says that you're not chayv misa. As if there was a havamin of that, if somebody hits somebody, kedei lahamos, and the person ends up living, maybe we should kill the person anyways. We should view him as a retzeach. Being that he hit him, kedei lahamos, maybe it's chayiv misa. Tell you, there's no such thing. How could there be such a havamina? There's a havamina that if you hit somebody kedei lahamos and the person doesn't end up dying, you should be chayiv misa. So Tosfos says, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that I would have thought if you hit somebody kedei lahamos and the person lives, not there's a havamina you should kill him, but there's a havamina maybe you shouldn't be chayiv as a chayiv b'chaveira. Because we know that Allah of kamle b'derabamina. So if you kill somebody, you don't have to pay mamin. So kedai techamina, that if you hit him in a way where it was kedai lahamos, that is in and of itself enough, alumdus and kamle b'derabamina, then maybe you shouldn't be chayiv mamin. But the bottom line is that's one chiddush. So the first chiddush over here is going to be that even though he hits him kedai lahamos, if he ends up living, he's going to have to pay mamin. The chad, and the other one is Amdu lemisa v'hakel mimashahaya, which is Rav Nechemiah's halacha, to tell me that there too, the halacha is you're going to be pata. Ela the rabbanon, but going to rabbanon. Trei umdeni lamali. What do you need? Two umdenos. And the way Rashi explains the kasha, what it could have said was v'chirivon anasha v'hika ishes reyu be'evenoi be'egroiv v'lo yamos. And just say the words v'nika amaka right there. I mean, it has to say v'nika amaka. I get that. But let it say v'nika amaka next to v'lo yamos. You get the words v'nika amaka in. So v'nika amaka, we know that as soon as we find out that this person's not going to die, we can let him out of jail. So you see, but that's still going to be a little bit extra. No, it's not true. The Rabbanon also feel that you need two. One is, like the first one according to Nechemiah, to teach me that same chiddush, that if somebody hits somebody else, he hits him, kidei lahamos, and the person ends up living, he's chayiv mamin, like Tosfos says. I would have thought maybe there's some svar of kimle b'derabim in a kamashmon that you're going to be chayiv mamin. The second chiddush is that if somebody hits somebody and the thought was that he was going to live and then his situation turned for the worse and he ended up dying, I would have thought maybe it should be Chayiv Misa. That's the second reference in this pasuk, the second Kroy Yisera, let's call it, to tell me that the Loch is, you're not going to be Chayiv. Rav Nechemya. So Rav Nechemya, who already used V'lo Yomos, and he used them, Yochum V'salach B'chus HaMashantoy, how does he know this last thing that the Rabbanan said? How does he know that Amdu L'chayim V'meis, the halacha is that we don't kill him. If you hit somebody, and Bezdin at that time determines that we don't think that this has the ability to kill, and then later this person ends up dying, it's poshet that we're not going to view him as a ritzach. Because once Bezdin says that we don't think that this blow had an ability to kill you, you're viewed as a yatsami Bezdin Zakai. And Rashi says that that lushin, yatsami Bezdin Zakai, is actually borrowed from earlier in the Masechta, with the Gemara, the concept where Bezdin paskin that somebody is Zakai, and afterwards they want to retry him. So the halacha is you can't retry him. And it's actually learned out from a pasuk, v'tzadik al terek. So the bottom line is that that's already an idea that we know, says from the Nechemya. For that, I don't need a pasuk. Zakti Gemara Tana Rabbanon, a little bit more on this topic. A little bit. If somebody hits his friend, and Bezdin determined at that time that this blow has the ability to kill, v'chaya, and the person ended up living, patronoisa, the halacha is, he's pater. What does patronoisa mean? He's potter from Misa, but at the same time, he's going to be chayiv for chavala. And as we saw in the previous Gemara, that even though at first glance it would seem intuitive, but it's really not intuitive. We needed a kroy yisera in these two psukim over here in Parshas Mishpatim to teach me this halach. Amdu l'misa, what if Bezdin thought at the time that this person was going to die? So Reuven hit Shimon. Bezdin thinks Shimon's going to die. V'hakel imashahaya, and then he had a refuah. So the halach is, I'm the noisa, I'm the cheni l'mam. And now it looks like he's going to live. If he's going to live, we're not going to kill Reuven, but Reuven's going to be treated as a chayv b'chaveri. That's what we just said. So chayv b'chaveri is going to be. So now we have to do another assessment. We have to assess how much dmei chavala he has to pay. So originally when he hit him, Bezdin assessed, do we think he's going to die or not? They said, yeah, we think he's going to die. So if they thought he was going to die, they didn't waste their time assessing what the damage is going to be because they think he's dying anyways. This person is going to be tried as a reteach. He's not going to be tried as a mazik. But now that v'hakami mashahaya, now that this person had a refuah, so in their mind now, they're not going to kill him. So now we have to do another assessment. We bring in a whole other crew, and these people are going to assess what the value of the damage was to see how much mechavola he's going to have to pay. So the price continues. So far, straightforward. Vim la'achar kein hichbid. What if his situation turned bad again? Umeis, and now he died. So what's the halacha? Machlok is from the Chemya and the Chachamim, right? That's our Mishnah. So according to the Chemya, he's going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, he's going to be chayav. So the Braisa says the same exact thing, just in different words. Halach achar oimedam tzoy divi Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says, which oimed, which of the two assessments is the one that's going to prevail right now? Which is the one that Bezdin's going to work with? It's the second one. What does he mean? The first oimid was that he's going to die. But we dismissed that because we're not killing this person. Once he has a refuah, according to Rav Nechemya, v'nika amaka, we're not going to kill him. What are we going to then go after him for? We're going to prosecute him for the dmei chavala. That's the oimid sheni. Rav Nechemya says, we look at the oimid sheni. Again, what was the oimid rishon? Misa. What was the oimid sheni? How much money he has to pay. According to Rav Nechemya, if somebody was dealt a blow that was kedei lahamus, he had a refuah, and then he went bad again and eventually died. So what's the halacha? According to Rav Nechemya, he's potter. Means we can't prosecute him for Misa, we could prosecute him for Mammon, which is the oimid sheni. That's just a roundabout way of saying that we don't look at the second oimid. Throws you off a little when you're learning the Gemara. That's why we learn Rashi. So it throws, the point is we don't look at the second oimid, because the second oimid was Mammon. Which oimid do we look at? The first oimid, which is Misa. Because this is the Shittas HaChachamim in the Mishnah. Shittas HaChachamim in the Mishnah is, if somebody hits somebody, Kedei Lahamos, then he has refuah, and he gets sick again, and he dies, so he's Chayiv Misa. So we're not going to try him for the Mammon. Ein oimid achar oimid. We don't look at the second oimid. What we're going to look at is the oimid rishon. Tanya idach, another braisa that essentially says the same thing. Amdul misa. If Reuven hit Shimon and Bezdin assessed that he's going to die, so the halacha is oimdin oisoy l'chayim. If later this person has a refuah, we do another oimid, meaning we assess now the value of the chavala. Because if the person ends up living, we're not going to kill Reuven. So if we're not going to kill Reuven, at the very least, we're going to have to make Reuven pay. We said that's learned out from a pasuk. So we're going to make Reuven pay, despite the fact that the initial blow was kedei lahamos. Still, if Shimon didn't die, Reuven's going to be paid as a mazik. So oim denoisei l'chaim. Again, that's another way of saying of oim denoisei l'mamin. Oim et sheni. L'chaim, if originally Bezdin assessed that he was going to live, and now the situation got bad again, and he died in the Noisa L'misa. We don't do another assessment L'misa, because once the original Oymed was L'chaim, at that point there's no way we're going to kill him. According to the Chachamim, that was also learned out from the Parsha, right? That was the second Kroy Yisera, this Halacha. When Nechemya said it was so poshet, like Tzarech Krosh, Ariyotze mi Bezdin Zaka. Amdu L'misa, what if they were Oymed him L'misa? V'heikam mi Masha Hoya, and he had a refuah. So we just said, now you have to be Oymed Shein L'mam. And if he dies again, so what's the halacha? Again, machlok is from the Chemi and the Chachamim. According to the Chemi, we're not going to kill him, which means he's going to be Chayiv Mamin. According to the Chachamim, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, so he's not going to be Chayiv Mamin. What does the Brisa say? Meshalim, he has to pay. Nezek v'tzar l'yarshin. Me'emasai meshalim. From what point do we assess the Nezek? What's the Shiloh? The shaila is, do we look at what he was worth before Reuven hit him versus now? Or maybe we look at what his value was at the time of the assessment. Because, you know, a lot of time could have elapsed. Initially, when he was hit, they were oymed him l'misa, they were never oymed him l'nezek. So let's say the initial blow was dealt on October 1st. And now, at that point, they thought he was going to die. He ended up in a hospital for 3 months. And now, 3 months later, they're going to assess him again, l'mamen. So do you assess him based on what he was worth October 1st, before he was hit? Or maybe you assess him based on what he's worth now, says the Braisa, quite intuitively, that the assessment has to be from what he was worth before. But either way, what does the Braisa say in such a case? Where somebody originally was hit, Kidei Lahamis, they were Oymed him L'misa, then he got better, and they were Oymed him L'mamen, and then he died. It says you pay. It's not a Krim Nechemya, that's a Krim Nechemya, who says in the Mishnah, V'nika Maka teaches me that once you get better, in between your potter, if you're potter, you chayiv mamin. You chayiv mamin, that's this Brisa over here, Stam Brisa, Krim Nechemya. Either way, so just one light ha'ara to take out of this Gemara, and that is, you have this idea, so Bezdin would assess. Bezdin would have to determine, they would look at this person, do we think that this Evan or Egrev had the ability to kill Shimon, or did it not have the ability to kill Shimon? And it makes a very big deal. All the different variables and permutations that we had in this Gemara, all is predicated on this assessment. So who made the assessment? So we keep on saying Bezdin, based on what Rashi says. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Vamdu Lemisa Bezdin. So it sounds like Bezdin is the one that made the assessment. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's really a little bit of a chiddush. Because Holka Daita Chamina, you could have easily argued that Bezdin didn't have to make the assessment themselves, but rather Bezdin outsourced it to doctors, their in-house physicians. They would bring them in and let them be the ones to make the assessment. Why did Bezdin themselves, really? You needed some medical knowledge in order to be able to make this assessment and determine whether this person's going to live or this person's going to die. It sounds like Bezdin themselves are the ones that are making the assessment. So, it's a little bit of a aura about the state in Rashi. I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam, in the beginning of the second parak in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam goes through the criteria, the resume that a dayan had to have before he applied to be on a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Gedoylo, or even a Sanhedrin Ketano. Even the Sanhedrin Shalchav Gibel. Zok the Rambam, Ein Mamidim Sanhedrin, Bein Begdoylo, Bein Begtano, Elo, Anoshim, Chachomim Unevoinim. So number one, he had to be a Chacham and a Navoin. He had to be a wise man. Mufloim the Chachma Satayra. He had to be a Talmud Chacham Nifla. Baleidea Meruba. Really smart. But he also had to be a little worldly. So he had to know a little bit. He had to know medicine. The cheshbon, he had to know math, back of the envelope arithmetic. So he had to know astronomy, astrology. He also had to know a little bit of Kishuv. We learned the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. They all knew Kishuv. And he had to know the Shtusim of Avodah Zarah. So this is the Rambam, the Lishoyne Yazov, Lishitasa, who believed that all of Avodah Zarah was Hevel. Why? Because sometimes they're going to get a court case where it's going to be important for them to be able to look at the case and understand some of the nuances of it and some of the worldly aspects of it. So the Sanhedrin had to be muflah in the Chachmas HaTorah, because 99.9% of what they had to know was Torah, but at the same time, ktsas, mishar Chachmas were also necessary. And the Rambam gives examples, refuahs, cheshbin, tkufahs, mazolahs, itztagninus, darkiam oinim, vakoiz, vamechashvin, vahavli avoy dezar. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, kosev aramach, temo. Mat soirich ledayonim sheyedu refuos v'cheshboinos v'chochmas amazolis. Ad kamashaynei. So he brings that the Ramach was matmiya. He says he understands all the other things that the Rambam mentions, but there's three he doesn't understand. Refuos, cheshboinos, v'chochmas. Why would the dayonim have to be knowledgeable in medicine? Why would they have to be amateur doctors? Why is that necessary? Why do they have to know math? And why do they have to know astrology? So I saw in the Shalom Yitzchak Malachi, he tells through this Rashi right here. I'll tell you why he had to know medicine. Because Rashi said that who made this assessment? Amdul Misa was Bezdin. Oh, Bezdin was the one that was going to make this assessment. In order to make this assessment, it wasn't enough to know sugi zashas. You also had to understand medicine. Very poshut. Why the Rambam would say that at the very least he had to understand tzas michochmes harefois. Either way, me inyan le inyan ba oisai inyan. Zok de gemara neschadun harigas abeheima. If somebody wanted to kill, but he intended on killing an animal. Now, if somebody kills an animal, he's a mazik, but he's not a ritzeah. He's obviously not chay misa for killing an animal. So neschadim haragas abehema. If somebody kills a behema, v'hora ages adam. Quite chomer today in the United States. But if somebody had in mind to kill a behema and instead he ended up killing a person, lo'ovid k'chavim. He had a mind to kill an eni yehudi, v'hora ages yisrael, and he killed a yid. L'defolim. He had a mind to kill a nefel, v'hora ages ben kayam. He ended up killing someone that wasn't a nefel. Halach is potter. He's potter. Hatzada sheva shalahen. In all three of these cases, this person intended on killing. The person or thing that he intended on killing was something for which he would not have been chayiv misa. He ended up killing someone for which he would be chayiv misa. Kamash malon the Mishnah, potter, you're not treated as a retzech. Meaning you would have thought that being that you had intent to kill, so maybe we look at you as someone that killed the kavana, we look at you as a mezid, and maybe the halacha should be, you should be chayiv misa, kamash malon the Mishnah says, you're going to be potter. Now it's a very obvious deik in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to focus on. What's the deik in the Mishnah? It sounds like from the Mishnah, what if Reuven, let's give him a name, wanted to kill one person, a person for whom he would have been chayiv misa had he killed, and he ended up killing somebody else. It sounds like he would have been chayiv. The only reason he's part in the Mishnah is because he wanted to kill a behema, or even kechavim, or a nefel, someone for whom, had he actually killed him, he would have been part. But let's say he wanted to kill someone that had he wanted to kill, he would have been chayiv. It sounds like, even if he ends up getting the wrong guy, he would be chayiv. So we'll see, that's the entire daf. So the Mishnah vayter, nischav l'akoyisei al maisnav, what if somebody wanted to hit somebody else, al musnav, on his loins, literally. And he hit him in a way that it wasn't such a starker blow, so that he couldn't have killed him. Meaning, al piderech hateva, this person had no business dying based on what he intended on doing. The problem is, shaloi bekavona, the whole chalali, but he ended up hitting him in his chest, and because the chest is more fragile, so he ended up killing him. The halach is potter, he's going to be potter. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though he intended on hitting this very person that he ended up hitting, so kedai techamino, you hit the person, you hit him bekavano, maybe you should be tried as a ritzech. Kamash way, never had in mind to kill it. The blow that you dealt was a blow kedai lahamis, but had it gone where you intended it ongoing, it wouldn't have been kedei lahamis, because you want to hit him on masnav, and he ended up hitting him on libay. Nischavim hakoy say alibay. What if you had a mind to hit him on libay? V'hoyu by kedei lahamis, and had it gone alibay, you would have killed him. V'hochal al masnav, and ended up going on masnav. V'avuloy hayu by kedei lahamis. But this blow was really not kedei lahamis al masnav. But you know what happened? Umeis and shaloi kedei chatev. This person ended up dying. The halach is still you're going to be potter. What's the chiddush over here? A much bigger chiddush. Even though over here you had in mind to kill the person, and the blow that you dealt was a blow kedei lahamis, so that had it gone where you intended on going, you would have killed it. But being that it didn't go where you intended it on going, it ended up going somewhere else. And where it went, it really wasn't a blow kedei lahamis. So the person died shaloi kedei chateva. So it's as if you dealt a blow shaloi kedei lahamis, and if the blow itself was shaloi kedei lahamis, then you're not going to be chai. Another halacha: neskavin hakadosh sagadol v'lo yehi blow kedei lahamis sagadol. Somebody had a mind to kill somebody big. And obviously, you need to hit a bigger person harder than a smaller person. So he hit him, and it wasn't kedei lahamis agadol, but accidentally he ended up hitting a smaller person. And the katan ended up dying. Potter, halach is he going to be potter? Why? Because you never intended to kill. You wanted to hit a gadol, not hit a katan. What's that analogous to? To the case where it was nischav la koisei al masnav, and it wasn't Kidei Lahamas on Masla, but it ended up going on Li'doi, and for Li'doi it was Kidei Lahamas, but being that you intended not to kill the person because you want to hit him on Masla, you're Potter, so it's for that reason you're going to be Potter over here. Nischav al-Hakas is Akatan. What if it was in the reverse? You had a mind to hit a Katan, Vahayba Kidei Lahamas is Akatan. Vahokhala al-Agadol, but Vahayba Hayba Kidei Lahamas is Agadol. Umace, and the person ends up dying, or Potter, you're going to be Potter as well. Why are you going to be Potter here? Because the blow was a blow that was technically Shaloi Kidei Lahamas, so even though it ended up killing, and even though you had in mind to kill, it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, the actual Hakah that killed, the way it killed was Shaloi Kidei Lahamas, and it's for that reason you are going to be Potter. What's that similar to? That's similar to the case that we had earlier in the Mishnah where it was Neschavin La'Koysay Aliboy. But it went on Masnav, and it wasn't Kidei Lahamas on Masnav, but the person died. Anyways, the halacha is you're going to be Potter. Avos says the mission is Chavon Hakoyis on Masnav, another case. And this is a very straightforward case. Reuven wants to kill Shimon. He has Kavanah to kill Shimon, but he wanted the bullet to go through his head, and instead it went through his chest. So he's going to say, have one second, that's not what I intended on doing. I wanted to kill him in the head. I didn't want to kill him on the chest. I hear, very nice. But if a bullet goes through a person's head, he's probably going to die. And if it goes through his chest, there's a good chance he's going to die as well. So either way, it was Kidei Lahamus, and you got the right person, and you had Kavanah to kill him. So in that case, there's no shayla in the world, says the Mishnah, you're going to be chai. What about Nischavan Lahakas as a godel, Vahiba Kidei Lahamus as a godel? Vahokhala la katan umes. What if you had a mind to kill a godel, and it was Kidei Lahamus the godel? And then it went on the katan, and it was Kidei Lahamus as well. The halacha is chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. And that's the diak of the first halacha that we spoke at earlier. What was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Nischavan Lahakas as a behema. And it ended up killing a regular person for whom you would have been chayav misa. What was the halacha potter? So we said it's only because you intended on killing someone that had you killed, you wouldn't have been chayav that you potter. But it sounds like had you intended on killing someone that had you killed, you would have been chayav. Even if you ended up killing somebody else, you'd be chayav. That's exactly what this Mishnah says. Nischav and lahakis says agadol. That's the last case. V'hoyu bakidei lahamis says agadol. Meaning you intended on killing a gadol, someone for whom you would be chayiv misa for killing. It was Kidei Lahamus. It ended up killing a katan. Gadol katan is really irrelevant. We're just sticking with gadol katan because that's the theme of the Mishnah. But that's not the point. The point is he ended up killing somebody else. It was also Kidei Lahamus. So you have kavana to kill someone had you killed, you would have been chayiv misa. The hakah itself was Kidei Lahamus. Even though you end up getting the wrong guy, it doesn't matter. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Stating that, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Afilu nischavin laharegezeh, v'haregezeh, talach is potter, you're going to be potter. So the mission over here, sort of bullet point style, gave us a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to us getting a better understanding of what level of kavana or itzeach has to have in order for him to be chayiv misa's bezden. So in the beginning of the week, on Sunday we were talking a little bit about the gedarim of grama, like grama ben azak and potter, and grama is something that governs the laws of shvichas namim as well. So we had a whole bunch of different cases: what's considered grama, what's not considered grama. So a whole daf and change in shas that discusses grama, and here we have a daf in terms of understanding kavanah. It's not the same thing. Grama is, did I kill you directly or indirectly? I had kavana with a l'shem yichud. I went to the mikvah, I put on my gartel. There's nothing to talk about. But if it was grama, I'm still going to be potter. Over here, this is a different discussion. Over here, the actual shvichas damim happened directly. That's not the question. It's not directly, and it has nothing to do with that. Here, it was direct. Gun, bullet, boom, dead. There's nothing to talk about. There's no confusion in terms of the actual shvichas damim, the actual ritzicha. The shayla over here is in terms of understanding kavana. In terms of understanding kavana, what level of kavana do you need? So the first sugya that the Gemara is going to get into right here really ties the first halacha of the Mishnah and the last halacha of the Mishnah together. So again, what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? First halacha of the Mishnah was that if Reuven wanted to kill a behemoth, so he's hunting, right? He's in a forest somewhere, he's hunting. We speak out the truth of the Nadi Yehuda about hunting, but a person was hunting, he wants to kill a behemoth, and instead of killing a deer, he killed a person. Or he wanted to kill an Ovid Kechavim, and then he found that afterwards. He was a Yid. He wanted to kill a Nephil, and he ended up killing a Ben Kayama. Says the Mishnah, Potter. Why you Potter? Even though you intended on killing, and you killed, but being that your Kavanah was to kill someone, or in the case of Behemo, something, that had you killed, you would have been Potter, the halach is, you're going to be Potter. We said that there's an obvious Diyak. What's the Diyak? The dig is that it's mashma, that had you intended to kill someone, that had you killed, you would have been chayiv, even if you ended up killing somebody else, you're going to be chayiv. So if you intend on killing Reuven, and instead of killing Reuven, you killed Shimon, as long as Reuven is a yid, and he's a bar kayoma, so the halach is that you're going to be chayiv for killing Shimon. Even though I never intended on killing Shimon, I intended on killing Reuven. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but you intended to kill, and it was kedei lahamos, and the person you intended on killing was a bar kayama, someone that had you actually killed, you would have been chayim misa, the lachas you would be chayim. So that's the diuk that is very clearly implied from the reish of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah said a mafurish at the very end. The Mishnah said very, very clearly that nischav lahakis as agodol, v'hoyo b'kidei lahamis as agodol, v'holcha lakotan, umei ischayim. So it's clear from the diuk in the reisha, and it's quite mafurish in the seifa, this halacha, that nischav lahargis ruve, v'hargis shimin, you're going to be chayv. Again, going through this because it's the foundation of the daf. Reb Shimon said, no, I feel in the schav and lahari gazeh, the hara gazeh pot. Reb Shimon, what was Reb Shimon going back on? Ilei ma seifa, was Reb Shimon going back on the seifa, on the last halacha of the Mishnah? What was the last halacha of the Mishnah? Nischav and lahari gazeh sagodol, v'hayu b'ay kidei lahomis sagodol, v'ol chalakot and chayv. And on that, Reb Shimon saying, no, if you had a mind to kill one person, you killed somebody else, you're going to be potter. Then Reb Shimon paitami boyolei. So it's a subtlety. It's a nuance that the Gemara is asking. But why do Reb Shimon have to chazer over the case? Reb Shimon oimer, afilu nischav lahari gazeh, v'hari gazeh. We got it. Reb Shimon's going on the last case. The last case of the Mishnah was nischav lahari gazeh, v'hari gazeh. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah said chayiv. Reb Shimon wants to say potter. So we get it. So Reb Shimon should just say potter. So Reb Shimon poitim ibayale. Why the arichus haloshin of Reb Shimon? It sounds like Reb Shimon is not going back on that case. El areish. Reb Shimon is going back on the reish. Schav and harugas abehim of harugas adam. Loivi kachav and harugas yisrael. Lenafalim harugas and kayama. Potter. What's the deal? Called schav and harugas of harugas. Chaya. The deal that we spoke out three times. So you see from the reish to the mission of the same exact halacha. On that, Reb Shimon oimer. I feel in the schav and harugas of harugas. Potter. So Reb Shimon's commenting on the deal that's implied from the ratio. It's not mefurish, it's only implied. That's what Reb Shimon felt like. He had to explain exactly what he's saying. He said, from the ratio of the Mishnah, I get that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah clearly holds. Nischav l'hargazeh v'hargazeh, chayiv. Reb Shimon says, I disagree. Afilu, not only if you had a mind to kill an Eini Yehudi, or if you had a mind to kill a Behem, or if you had a mind to kill an Evel, but afilu nischav l'hargazeh, you had a mind to kill Shimon, who's a regular yid, he's a bad kayoma. Vahara, because they ended up killing somebody else. Potter, you're going to be potter. So the Gemara wants to show, is Reb Shimon going on the seifa, or is Reb Shimon going on the diuk of the resh? Frank Rashi, what's the difference? It's the same thing. If you're halting cheshbon, the resh, the diuk from the resha and the seifa is the same exact thing. What Reb Shimon was medayik from the resha, the Mishnah said mefurish in the seifa. So what's the difference if Reb Shimon's going on the seifa, or if Reb Shimon's going on the diuk of the resha? Or stated a little differently, why would Reb Shimon shtel his comment on the diuk of the resha? Shouldn't he have shteled his comment on what the Tana said beforeish in the Sefer? So says Rashi, yeah, that would be the more grudo way to do this. It would be a little bit more glatt. But you know why Reb Shimon didn't do that? Because had Reb Shimon done that, what would Reb Shimon have had to say? Potter, Reb Shimon poyta mi boyle. That's what the Gemara said. If it would have said Reb Shimon poyta, I would have thought Reb Shimon was potter in every halacha in the Mishnah. And there was one other case where the Mishnah said chayiv, and that was the case of nischav lahakis al masnav v'yibakidei lahamas al masnav. What was the case where Reuven killed Shimon? He wanted to shoot him in the head. He ended up shooting him in the chest. So the Mishnah says, "Avad, you're going to be chayiv. You got the right guy." It was hakokidei lahamas. There's no reason in the world that you shouldn't be chayiv. If Reb Shimon would have just said poit, I would have thought maybe in that case you potter as well. So Reb Shimon was a little concerned about the ambiguity of just saying poiter. So you know what Reb Shimon said? He said, I'll make my comment on the diuk of the resha. I'll speak out that I'm only saying potter by nischav and lahari gazeh v'hari gazeh. But I agree that if you got the right person, you just wanted to hit him here, and you ended up hitting him there, but either way, it was kedei lahamas, and the person ended up dying. It's pasha to me. In that case, you're going to be chay. But what's the bottom line? You have a very important machlekes of Shimon the Chachamim. Nischav and lahari gazeh v'hari gazeh. Chayev or potter. And by the way, this comes up in some of the yeshivish sugyas in Shas. Ksubas tezvav. This comes up in a lot in Nashim Nazikin, and it's very important and yusodi in terms of Eilonaris, in terms of understanding Kavana, etc. It's a very important Shas Machlekes over here. According to Reb Shimon, if you have a mind to kill Reuven and you end up killing Shimon, you're going to be potter. According to the Chachamim, they said it twice in the Mishnah. Once the Diuk in the Resha, Second, Mefurish in the Sefer, and the Schab in the Haragazeh, Haragazeh, Chayefs. Look, the Gemara, just to clarify Reb Shimon's sheet a little bit. Pshita, Koy, Reuven, the Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon is standing in front of the Reitzeach, and he said, another Reuven, come Chavno. I want to kill Reuven, the Shimon, come Chavno. And he ends up killing Shimon. It's Pashit. In that case, the Chomer would say Chayiv, and Reb Shimon would say Pot. Omar, what if he said L'chay Minayu? So Reuven and Shimon are standing in front of the Ritzech. Ritzech says, I'm about to kill someone. Honestly, I couldn't care less who I kill. I just want some blood. As long as one of these two people die, that will make me happy. If that's what that person says, what's the halacha? Is he treated as a Ritzeach, or is he not treated as a Ritzeach? On the one hand, he never had Mefurish Kavana to kill the person that he killed, because he was just as okay killing the other person. But then again, he also never said that that's not the person he doesn't want to kill. So he was fine killing him, but lav dafka, he felt he needed to kill him. So do we look at that as neschav and lahari gazav argaz that potter according to Reb Shimon or not? He not me. Another case, kusav a Reuven even to Shimon. What if he killed someone thinking that it was Reuven, then he found out later, oops, wrong guy. He finds out afterwards that he hashtag oops. So he ends up killing Shimon. So what's the law? Is he going to be potter or is he going to be chayev? On the one hand, it was neschav lahariges Reuven harigas Shimon, but then he got the right guy, meaning he killed the person that he wanted to kill. Just turned out to have a different social security, and it wasn't the person he thought he was killing. So the Gemara Tosh Ma, the Tanya Reb Shimon Oimer, Anshi Yemel Leploini Ani Meschaven. The only time you chayev is if he says Leploini Ani, he looks the person in the eye. I know who you are. I know your name. I know where your kids. You're the person I want to kill. So if he says that, it's in that case he's going to be chayev. Otherwise, he's going to be part. My time with the Reb Shimon. Oh my God, the pasuk says Va'orav Loi Vekam Olav. This is one of the many pesukim that talk about a Reitzech B'Mezid, and we learn from there Anshi Yeschaven Loi. He has to have kavanah to kill the person. Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon going to do with this pasuk of Va'aravloi? Va'aravloi v'kamala, which literally means you have to ambush a person. Unless you ambush a person, you're not going to be chayev. And Reb Shimon learns from this halach, you have to ambush the person in order to be chayev, that you have to have a mind to kill this person, only then you're going to be chayev. But if it was chavin l'harigazeh, v'harigazeh, you're going to be pot. Now the Rabbanon hold this chavin l'harigazeh, v'harigazeh, chayev. So what do they do with Va'arav v'kamloi? Zach the Gemara, Amri debe Rav Yanai, Prat l'zayrik evan l'gav. It's talking about a case where there was a group of people and somebody took a rock and he threw it into the group of people. He was neschav l'harig. Somebody was for sure going to die. And somebody ended up dying. According to the Chachamim, are you going to be chayev a potter? This pasuk teaches me you're going to be potter. Meaning you could have thought that maybe you should be chayev, because the Chachamim do hold neschav l'harig gezeh v'harig gezeh chayev. So even though you didn't intend to kill the person that ended up dying, but you were neschav l'harig, and neschav l'harig is a chayev, in this case, you're going to be potter. But the Gemara says, hey, chidami, let's clarify the case a little bit before we understand this. These people, let's call them 10 people, what were they made up of? If 9 of them were any Yehudim, were Kutim, and one of them was a Yid, typically the Reuben Kutim, and it's partially should be potter. Why should be potter? Because let's go bust a Roiv. A Roiv is going to say that Roiv of these people were Kutim, and if someone's Neschavin Laharig, Oivik Echavin, Vaharig Yisrael, he's potter. So it should be partially your potter. Because even though the Chachavim hold Neschavin Laharig, Gezev, Vaharig, Gezev, Chayim, that's only if you had a mind to kill a Yid and you end up killing another Yid. But if you had a mind to kill a Goy and you end up killing a Yid, you're potter. That was the first case of the Mishnah. So in this case, where the majority of the people were in Yehudim, l'chura, you should be potter. Inami, says the Gemara, and even if you're going to tell me palgo, palgo, maybe it's talking about where half, 5 of the people were Yidin and 5 of the people were in Yehudim, still you should be potter. You know why? Because Safik Nefashas Lahakal. Safik Nefashas Lahakal. We should therefore say that we look at it misafik as a Neschavin Laharigan Ovid Kechavim, not Neschavin Laharigan Yisrael. So you have to work on the lumbus and that. But something the Fashas Lahakil should tell me how we deem the kavana of this person. And we should look at him as if he was a neschav and laharig as oivik echavan. And again, he should be potter. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha de'iko tishi Yisrael v'kutiyach. It's talking about with the majority of the people we yid. Now what's the kasha? If the majority of the people yid, he should be chayiv. Because the neschav and laharig gazev v'harig gazev is chayiv according to the Chachamim. So if you throw a rock into a group of 10 people, and 9 of them are Yudin, 1 of them is an Eid Yehudi, you should be chayiv. Shouldn't that be an Eschav and Lahari Gezeh V'Hari Gezeh? Zok the Gemara, no, you're potter. And you know why you're potter? The Havalei Kuti Kavua. Because even though the rule is Achri Rabim Lahatois, and called the Parish, May Ruba Parish, but when it's Kavua, the rule is called Kavua Kamechza Mechzadami. That's only when it's Parish that you say called the Parish, Meruba Parish. But when the Rav and the Miut are both Pifaneinu, then we say called Kavua Kamechza Mechzadami. So we don't look at the Rav Yisrael as a Rav. rather the miut of kechavim, that one ain't a Yehudi, makes us view the situation now like a mechza al mechza, and if we view it as a mechza al mechza, Sofik nefashos lohakel is going to say that we don't look at it as a neschaven lahargas yisrael, so that you're neschaven lahargas avargas achayev, but rather we look at you as if you're neschaven lahargas oivik echavim lahargas yisrael, and it's for that reason that you're going to be potter. So that according to Reb Shimon, when the pasuk says va'orav loy v'kam olav, that's coming to teach me neschaven lahargas avargas apotter. According to the Chachamim, what's that pasuk coming to teach me? If somebody takes a rock and he throws it into a group of 10 people, 9 of the people were Yidden, 1 was a guy, even though the Chachamim hold neschaven lahargazeh v'hargazeh is chayiv, still you're going to be potter. Why? Why don't you go basarayv? The teretz is because the one, the miut, is here, and whenever the miut is in front of us, we know this from Shas, kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, it's for that reason you can't go basarayv. By the way, a very interesting Rashi, where Rashi says, this is the makar to kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. So, in kamekoy me lahara, because that's not really the topic of the daf, but one of the more sferas sugis in Shas, kol the parish, meruba parish, but at the same time, kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. What's the makar? How do you know kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami? Zok Rashi, this pasuk, va'orav loy v'kam olav. This is the makar to kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Because this is coming to teach me this chiddush that even though Raivu Yisrael still your potter must be kavua, thus kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Tosfos says the same thing. And Tosfos says, based on that, a chavag gevaldige fraga. Reb Shimon, who doesn't use va'arav lev kamalov to teach me this halacha, he uses it to teach me the schaven hargas of argas apata. How does Reb Shimon know kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami? Shmaka kasha. What's Reb Shimon's makar going to be? If this is the makar bekula talmuda to kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, then how does Reb Shimon know that? Reb Shimon holds the schaven hargas of argas apata. We're going to see soon, by the way, if we have time, the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. The Rambam actually paskins like Reb Shimon. So halacha lemaisa, everyone asks in the Rambam, how could the Rambam hold like Reb Shimon and hold kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami? Rashi spoke out very geschmack and Tosfos that this is the makar. So you have to see Tosfos Teretz, you have to be ayin birishayim b'achrayim. But it's interesting, there's another interesting Rashi right here in terms of the makar to something we know from Gan Shas. The Gemara mentioned over here, Safik Nefashos Lahakel. It was pashut to the Gemara that if these 10 people were made up of 5 Yidin and 5 Eini Yehudim, you would be potter. You'd be potter. Why? Because you would say Safik Nefashos Lahakel. Says Rashi, what's the makar to Safik Nefashos Lahakel? It's not from a pasuk. Hitzilu Ha'eda. So this pasuk, Hitzilu Ha'eda, that keeps on coming up in Masechta Sanhedrin, says Rashi is the makar to Safik Nefashos Lahakel. Meaning, without Hitzilu Ha'eda, I would say maybe you kill the person. How do I know Safik Nefashos Lahakel? I know from Hitzilu Ha'eda. So Rashi says this right here, Sanhedrin, Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Rashi says it in other places in Shas. It's just good to know that Toysus Echesk Sabbat, and Baba Basra Dafnura Medreis brings this Rashi. Pirish Bekuntris, that Safik Nefashos Lahakel is Mishum Dechsiv Eshaftu Ha'eda Vitzilu Ha'eda. Ve'ein Nira, says Toysus. I disagree. The Belav Hachinami, like Kartli Mesveka. You need a Pasik to tell me that you don't kill a person Misafik? As if there was no Pasik, you wouldn't know that. Da'afilu Mamayna Lanafkina Mesveka. You can't be Mighty Mama Misafik. See, you have a hamamina, you'd be able to kill somebody misafik. So what would be the obvious tushta? You go basarayv when it comes to din and nefashas, but ain't alcham b'mam and acharayv. So that's already totally in taisim beginning perikam miniach, taisim sanhedrin daf gimel amud beis, so ve'in kam akoy melaharech, that's already totally in a lot of raid. But taisim says off the bat, Rashi needs a pasuk to tell me misafik nefashas lahakal, as if ordinarily, Pesach wasn't true. Should we kill him or not? It's a Safik, boom. No, that's not the way it would work. Safik Nefashos, that has to be long. You can't take $5 out of a person's pocket, Misafik. So what's the Havik when you should be able to kill somebody, Misafik? Either way, Zok to Gemara Vites. Again, Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachavim. Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachavim. Neschavim lahar gazeh bahar gazeh. Are you Chayiv or are you Potter? According to the Chachavim, Neschavim lahar gazeh bahar gazeh. Chayiv. According to Reb Shimon, if we take away anything from today's daf, we have to take away that. So to Gemara, Bishleim the Rabbanon, Bishleim according to Rabbanon, that whole Neschav and Lahar Gazeh, Bahar Gazeh, Chayiv. Zahainu Dichsiv. I understand the pasuk that says V'chinot Zu Anoshim V'Nokshvu Ishahara. So we spoke about this pasuk recently. The pasuk says V'chinot Zu Anoshim. If two people are going to be fighting, also in Parshas Mishpatim, V'Nokshvu Ishahara, and one of them hits a pregnant woman, the child that she was carrying dies, but nothing happened to the mother herself. So then the person that killed the child is going to have to pay mamon, it's not a ritzeach for killing bover, but he is going to have to pay money, the mei hezek, for the child that he caused to die. Vim asoyia, if however the mother dies, then he's going to be chayv mis. What happened over here?
What happened over here? This is like a mafurish, a pasuk in the Torah. Two people were fighting. Obviously, they were trying to kill each other. How do we know they were trying to kill each other? Because if they weren't trying to kill each other, then there's no this conversation about shvichas dam. Obviously, we're not going to kill anybody. Can't kill somebody unless he had intent to kill. So Reuven and Shimon are fighting. Reuven wants to kill Shimon. Shimon wants to kill Reuven. And instead of Reuven killing Shimon, he ends up hitting a pregnant woman. And she dies. So the pasuk says that if she dies, you don't have to pay for the baby that was miscarried, because this is the makar to come with the rabbi. You're not going to be chayiv misa and mom. If the mother doesn't die, then the pasuk says onosh yonish kashiyoshes olavalo ishav anasav aplidim. Then you're going to pay for the uber. But one thing is clear: vim also niya. If the mother dies, v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, then we kill the person. This is nischavim laharigazev v'harigazev 101. Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. He didn't want to kill the lady. She was an innocent bystander. She was crossing the street. Nebuch, she got caught in this mess. He didn't want to kill her. And still the pasuk says, "V'nisata nefesh tachas nefesh." So what is even the pasuk? Nischavin laharigazev v'harigazev chayiv. Does freak the Gemara. Bish leim l'rabbanon. Da'amir nischavin laharigazev v'harigazev chayiv. So I understand the pasuk. Tichsev v'chiyinatzu anoshim v'nok v'ishahar. Bob, Rabbi Lazar, Master Shemini, Sakhaz, Badam. Talk about what two people wanted to kill each other. How do we know that Tichsev v'masin yiv v'nisata nefesh tachas nefesh? Because it says that if he ends up killing a pregnant woman, we end up killing him. And if he didn't have in mind to kill anybody, obviously we're not going to kill him. But the point is that even though he didn't have a mind to kill the person he killed, but being that he had a mind to kill a yid, he ended up killing another. He's chavin laharigazav argazav chayv. Elo the Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, that also chavin laharigazav argazav poter. Hai v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh. This mikra mole in the Torah, my ovid lay. How's he going to learn this pasuk? Zakti gemara, mamon. Wow, Reb Shimon is going to say a big daichik. He's going to say that when it says v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, doesn't mean we're going to kill him. It means pidyon galt. It means he's going to pay. He'll pay his way out of the situation. But he actually doesn't pay. He doesn't get killed. You know why? Because he never had a mind to kill her. I had a mind to kill another yid. That's Reb Shimon. So v'nesat nefesh. What's that?
Which means
pater,
even
moment
for
moment. I hear. No, I guess not. You see, clearly not. So v'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh is going to mean moment. Ukidir Rebbe. And in fact, Rebbe already said it. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. V'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh moment. At oimer moment, and all nefesh mamish. It doesn't sound like moment. It sounds like we're really going to kill him. Nemen nesina lamato. Venem nesina lamayla. It says the word nesina twice in that parsha. It says that if you kill the baby and don't kill the mother, v'nosam b'flilin. And then it says in the next pasuk, v'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh. So ma'la halam moment, just like when it says v'nosam b'flilin, for killing the baby, obviously you're not going to get killed. It means mamin, afka mamin. So to here it's going to be mamin. So we have a machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamin in Halacha, which ties into a lot of lamdas, but it also has an afkamida, how you read Pesukim in the Torah. How do you read this pasuk, vim asan yiyya, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. According to the Chachamin, it's in Schavan l'harigazav arigazav, chayiv, so nefesh tachas nefesh is mamish. According to Reb Shimon, it's Schavan l'harigazav arigazav, potter, so when it said v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, what it means is mamish. Zok de gemara omar rova. This is a third sheet. Haytona de v'chizkiyo, mafka midi rebi, umafka midi rabbanon. So we go from lomdish to super lomdish. The tona de v'chizkiyo, there's a third sheet. That's not the Chachamin, it's not Reb Shimon. It says in the Torah, maka adam. It says, and it says in the Torah, Maka Behem. It says, Maka Adam Yumas. And it says, Maka Behem Yeshalmena. And by the way, it says it in the same Pasuk. It's Vayikra, Perik Chavdalid, Pasuk Chavdalid. Umaka Behem Yeshalmena, Umaka Adam Yumas. Said, Tanit Vechizkiya, we're Makish, a Maka Adam to a Maka Behema. A Maka Adam is a Retzeach. A Maka Behema is a Masik, right? So, Ma Maka Behema, just like when a person damages a behemoth. He's an Adam Amazik. Lo chilak daba. There is no chilak. A person that damages a behemoth is always going to be chayiv. Whether it was b'shegi, whether it was b'mezid, whether it was b'mischavim, whether it was b'sheni mischavim, whether it was derchilid, you can add whether it was b'aynus b'ratzin. Also known as Adam Ud La'ilam. We know that a person is who damages is always chayiv. Af maka adam. So too, when it comes to maka adam, the Hekish teaches me loy tachlik boy. Don't make a chilek. Ben shogig lemezid, ben mischavin l'sheinu mischavin, ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'chayvim mamen el l'paitchim mamen. So too, if somebody kills somebody, whether he killed him lemezid or b'shogig, whether he killed him ben mischavin or b'sheinu mischavin, whether he killed him derech yirida or derech, it doesn't matter. He's always going to be potter from mamen. Why would he be pater from mamon? Because if you're a tzeach, you're pater from mamon. That's the halach of kam lebedirabim b'nei. But Tana Vechizkiya was saying a chiddush that the halach of kam lebedirabim b'nei is true even if you didn't kill the mezid, even if you only killed b'shaygik. You killed b'she'enem mischavim. Still you say, kom l'b'derabim b'nei. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because if you didn't kill b'mezid, you're not going to be killed. So if you're not going to be killed, what's kom l'b'derabim b'nei? You would have thought kom l'b'derabim b'nei is only true if you kill somebody b'mezid, so we're now going to kill you. So kom l'b'derabim b'nei says you're not going to be chayiv mamon. But if you anyways didn't kill b'mezid, so you're anyways not getting killed, so why should you be potter? That's the hekesh. That just like when it comes to a makah behema, an adam amazik, there's a rule of adam wood la'olam, bein shegig, bein mezid, bein mischavim, bein mishenim mischavim, midar chalim, midar chirida, you're always going to be chayiv mamon. So too, if you're a makah adam, if you're a reitzeach, whether you did it b'mezid so that you're b'poyol chayiv misa, or if you didn't do it b'mezid, did it b'sheinim mischavim, did it b'shegig, so you're b'poyol not chayiv misa, either way, you're always going to be potter from mamon. You're always going to say kimla b'derabim minei, and this is a very important shita that permeates Noshim, Nezikin, Sugis, Ashas, Tamid Vechizke, that you say, Kimla b'derabim minei, if a person does an Avera, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv misa, even if he doesn't do b'mezid. If at the same time he does something that should be mechayiv a moment, it's if someone's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, v'kora shirayim b'alichose, and while he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he was a mazik, he doesn't pay the mehezik. Why not? Because he was mechal Shabbos, but he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. He's not chayiv misa. Doesn't matter. That's the halacha of Tana de Vechizkiya. Okay, so what do we want from Tana de Vechizkiya? So let's go on. Tana de Vechizkiya, let's be medayik l'shoinei hazav. He was talking about shoigig and mezid, mischavin, ena mischavin, derech yirida derech aliyah. Ma'isha ena mischavin. What did he mean when he said ena mischavin? Ilei mish ena mischavin klal. Did he mean to say that you're going to say kim l'b'derabim inei? If you kill somebody, even though you had no intention to kill, haynu shoigig, isn't that what a shoigig is? Ela pshita, it's not shoigig. She'ena mischavin lozeh. It must be, you had a mind to kill, you just didn't have a mind to kill the person that you ended up killing. Viktani, and what did Tanit Vechizkiya say? L'chayve mamin, you're not going to be chayve mamin, ala poitri mamin. You're going to be potter for mamin. So Tanit Vechizkiya is saying that the halach of kimla b'derabim minei is going to apply, halt kap, if someone says chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, that the halach is, you're not going to have to pay mamin. Now, the ibar k'tolahu, if Tanit Vechizkiya held like the chachamin, that if someone says chavin laharagazeh v'haragazeh, he's chayiv. It's pashit. He's a regular tzeach. I don't need Tana Vechizkiya for that. I know kimla b'derabim minei without Tana Vechizkiya. Tana Vechizkiya was mechadish that even if we're not giving the person misa, or he's saying some sort of chiddush over here, if we're not giving the person misa, still you say kimla b'derabim minei. So if Tana Vechizkiya said that when someone is a schavim lahara gazet v'hara gazet, you still say kimla, so you say meres, he obviously doesn't hold like the Chacham. Then the Schav and the Haragazeh and the Haragazeh is Chayiv. Who then does he hold like? Reb Shimon. Elav Shmamin Olav Bar K'toluhu. Then the Schav and the Haragazeh and the Haragazeh is Potter. And that's his Chiddush. That even though you're Potter, still the Halacha is, you're not going to have to pay Mamin. But what did he say? You're not going to have to pay Mamin. V'la Bar M'moynehu. That's the punchline. Is that the Reb Shimon that we just said? We just said that how's Reb Shimon going to learn the Pasuk? When the Pasuk says, Vim osnein yev and asate nefesh tachas nefesh, what happened? Reuven wanted to kill Shimon, he ends up killing the pregnant lady. So what's the halacha? You have to pay. Momoy, vim asate nefesh tachas nefesh, Rebbe said is momen. You're going to end up paying. L'chayr, according to Tanit Vechizkiya, you shouldn't have to pay. Because being that you were nechav in laharigazah, that's enough to trigger the halacha of kimla b'derabim minei, you should be potter from momen. Elamai, what do you see from Tanit Vechizkiya? You see a third shita. Hi, Tanit Vechizkiya, mafka mid the Rebbe, umafka. He clearly didn't hold like the Rabbanon. He clearly didn't hold that Nischav and Haragazeh v'Haragazeh is Chayiv. Because if Nischav and Haragazeh v'Haragazeh is Chayiv, why do you have to say that when it's Nischav and Haragazeh v'Haragazeh, you say Kimla b'Derabim Minei? If he's Chayiv Misa, then Fashtei Tzachalein, you're going to say Kimla b'Derabim Minei. But at the same time, he's not Shita's Rebbe either. Because who is Shita's Rebbe? Rebbe held like Reb Shimon. That nischav and lahar gazev or gazev is potter, and when the pasuk says v'm asa and yiv and asat and nefesh tachas nefesh, what does it mean? It means moment. It makes a lot of sense because according to Reb Shimon, if you're not a reitzech, you should have to pay moment. But kumtz again, Tana Vechizkiya says no, it's not true. It's not true because even nischav and lahar gazev or gazev that's potter, you still have the aloch of kimla b'derabim minei. And being that you have the aloch of kimla b'derabim minei, it's for that reason you're not going to be chayv moment. Either knows we have a machloikis Rebbe and Tana Vechizkiya in Shitas Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that holds nischav and lahar gazev or gazev is potter. Are you going to be chayv as a mazik or you're not going to be chayv as a mazik? According to Rebbe, v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh is moment. Even though you're nischav and lahar gazev or gazev, according to Tana Vechizkiya, what's going to be? According to Tana Vechizkiya, you're going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv mamon because you're going to say the rule of kimle b'derabim. Incidentally, we don't have time, but it is machlokes Rambam and Ravid halacha l'maisa. Do we pass him like Rav Shimon? Do we pass him like Chacham? The Ram passes like Rav Shimon. And the Raven, in a very short hasaga, in the beginning of the fourth parak, in Hilchas Rizeh, Shmir Sanefesh, he says, not true, we don't pass him like Rav Shimon. And the truth is, we usually in Shas don't pass him like Rav Shimon. It's Gemara Erevin. We usually don't pass him like Rav Shimon. Lassad love, that halacha will be like Rav Shimon. Kedai Rav Shimon, this mechal of Bishas Atrak. But halacha l'maisa, we don't pass him like Rav Shimon. Maybe there's a chiluk between before the Mara, after the Mara. We're going to have to speak about that raid one day. But the bottom line is, we don't pasuk like Rav Shimon ordinarily. Yet, when it comes to this halacha of Neschad and Lahar Gazeh, Vahar Gazeh, the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon. And everyone asks, why would the Rambam pask like Rav Shimon? Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's so pasha. Why? Because the Gemara just said that Tanid Vechiski is totally in the Machlik is Rav Shimon and the Chacham. Because according to the Chacham, Neschad and Lahar Gazeh, Vahar Gazeh, is chayiv, so my kamash one tonet vechiskiya that I feel be'in mischavin you say kimle b'derabim mine. To the extent you chayiv misavadi you say kimle b'derabim mine. The Teretz says tonet vechiskiya obviously held like Reb Shimon. Now he didn't hold like Rebbe who said you chayiv mamin because you hold kimle b'derabim mine. But the bottom line is tonet vechiskiya that's accepted as the halacha throughout Shas is predicated on Shitas Reb Shimon. So the Kesef Mishnah say a pasuk why the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon. He never write halachas like Reb Shimon in the Machlokes Reb Shimon the Chachamim per se, but he knew this cheshbon that we just learned that Tanya Vechizki is totally Reb Shimon. And if it's Tanya Reb Shimon, obviously the halacha must be like Reb Shimon. But just one lot, you can't say Tanya Vechizki without being a one lot this. And that is the Achreinim Kler Chakira 101. So Tanya Vechizki was Mechadish. That the halach of Kimla B'derabim Mineh is true, even if the person that did the Avera for which he should be Chayiv Mises Bezin did it in a way where he's not going to be Chayiv Mises Bezin, such as he did it B'Shoigig, he did it B'She'ina Mischavin, Derech Aliyah, Yerida. The point is, even if B'Poyel he's not going to be punished, still the halach is, we say Kimla B'derabim Mineh. And that's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because at first, because you ask the man on the street or the Bachar in Yeshiva, you ask him, what's Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh? Okay, very simple. So was Mechal Shabbos. While he was Mechal Shabbos, he was Mazik. So he's Chayiv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos. He's Chayiv Mamon for being a Mazik. You don't give a person Misa and Mamon. You can't give him both punishments. So we have to pick one. Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh. We take the one that's most Chamer. And it's for that reason we give him Misa, we don't give him Mamon. But the point is that it's the fact that we're giving him Misa that says we can't give him up. Now, in Lomdus, we could start throwing our thumbs around and try to figure out how Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh works. Is the part that the smaller punishment is included in the bigger punishment? Is the part that the bigger punishment patters the smaller punishment? So we'll leave that for the Lomdus. But the bottom line is, the basis, just the Aleph base of Kamla B'Derabim Mineh is that if you get him Misa, you don't get him. Kumtz again, Tanit Vechizkiya. And Tanit Vechizkiya said, it's not true. That's not true. There's a Kimla B'Derabim Mineh even if you're not going to get Misa. Because it's true even if someone was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig. Or somebody was Mechal Shabbos Shalei B'Kavana. Even then, where he's not going to get Misa, the halacha is he's going to be Potter from Amen. That was Tanit Vechizkiya's halacha. So it was a major chiddush. It was a revolution in the laws of Kimla B'Derabim Mineh. That's Tanit Vechizkiya. But this is where the Achreinim Kler, Ashayla. And that is, what exactly was Tanit Vechizkiya's saying? Was Tanit Vechizkiya saying that, Rabbi Isai, we have a very poor understanding of how Kimla B'Derabim Mineh works? We made a very big mistake. We thought the way Kimla B'Derabim Mineh works is that if you're getting the Oynash HaChomor, you can't get the Oynash HaKal. So that if you did it for Shoigig, you thought there's no place for Kamala B'Derabim Mineh. And Tanu B'Chizkiya walked in and he said, it's not the way it works. It has nothing to do with the Einish. It has nothing to do with the Einish. Because even if you did it for Shoigig, even if you did it Shlei B'Kavana, still you're going to say Kimla B'Derabim Mineh. So what does it mean? So at least the words would be something along these lines, that if I do a Maisa Hezek, but at the same time I also do a Maisa that technically could be a Maisa that's Mechayev Misa, even if I did it in a way where I didn't meet the prerequisites, I didn't meet the criteria to be poil b'chayiv misa, but being that this is an action that theoretically could be mechayiv misa, that misa can't be mechayiv mamon. It has nothing to do with the oynish. The punchline is not in Hilchas Einshin, but the punchline is in the misa hamechayeves. A misa mazik, for example, is mechayiv mamon. But if at the same time that I did the misa mazik, I also did a misa hamechayiv misa, even if B'poyo, because of some technicalities, I'm not going to be killed because there was a chasar in a cover. But if the maisa, mitzad the maisa itself, is a maisa that is technically mechayiv misa, that's enough that you shouldn't be chayiv. So, in other words, was Tanya Vechizkiya just telling the oilam, chevra, we didn't properly understand Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh? Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh has nothing to do with oinshin. Has nothing to do with oinshin. It happens on the maisa level, not on the oinish level. Or yeshloi ma'asei d'achroinim. Maybe Tanya Vechizkiya acknowledged that the simple understanding of Kim Le B'Derabim Mineh is the way everybody understood in yeshiva. And that is that the Oinish HaChomor somehow knocks out the Oinish HaKal. Tanya Vechizki was being mechadish that there's a new Kimle with the Rabbani. There's two Kimles. There's one Kimle that happens on the Oinish level, and there's another Kimle that says that even if a pole, you're not getting the Oinish, but that in itself, that you did a Maisa, that technically, theoretically, hypothetically, could have been the Chayiv Yemisa, that's enough already to say that you shouldn't be Chayiv Mamon. So it's Tanya Vechizki just redefining how you should understand Kimle B'Derabim, but there's one Kimle B'Derabim in the world, or no? Tanu B'Chizki is not redefining Kimle B'Derabim. Kimle B'Derabim is what it is. You got it right. But I'm telling you, stot sveidin, so don't know how Kimle B'Derabim in it. So don't Kimle B'Derabim in where you're chayiv misa b'poil, and then there's a Kimle B'Derabim in where you did a b'shoigig, you did a shleib b'kabana, you're not chayiv misa b'poil. And even then, you say Kimle B'Derabim in it. Say d'achroinim. There's two rayas to the second set. The first is a Rashi in Masechtas Psochim that Chof Tesam and Aleph, and the Ramban and the Muhammad says it in our sugya over here. He says it in Perkei Naris as well. And that is, we know that there's a Shitas Rav Nechunya ben Akana in Shas. Nechunya ben Akana, that's featured prominently in the sugyas of Kimel B'Derabim, and he said that just like if somebody does an Avera for which he would be Chayiv Nisus Bez, and at the same time he's Mazik, Taloch is Misa no Momen, so too if somebody does an Avera, b'mezid, that's mechayiv and krisus, karis, so too does Kimle B'Derabim. So Kimle B'Derabim is not only true for an oynish b'dei Adam, but Kimle B'Derabim is true for an oynish b'dei Shemayim as well. The Lashon HaGemara is, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, ho yo'oises yo'im ha'kipurim l'shabbos l'tashlumen. On Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv skila. On Yom Kippur, if someone's mechal Yom Kippur, he's chayiv koris. So Rav Nechunya ben Akana was oisei yom kippur and kishabbos etashlum. In other words, he made koris like misa. Ma Shabbos mischayiv benafshei potem etashlumin. After yom kippur, mischayiv benafshei potem etashlumin. By the way, the Stam Mishnah Megillah Dav Zayin Amebeis is the like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Stam Mishnah Neil Naris Tav Chavtes is. There's a stira whether the Mishnah is mashmal like Rav Nechunya ben Akana or not. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that there's a Rav Nechunya ben Akana that says you have Kimle B'Derabim Ne even by Chayiv Krisus. Zok Rashi, that even though we know Tana Dvei Chizkiya, and Tana Dvei Chizkiya says that there's a Kimle B'Derabim Ne even when you do a B'Shoigig, but not B'Chayiv Krisus Alib Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Tana Dvei Chizkiya only said his halacha according to the Chachamim by Chayiv Misas Besen. But in Rav Nechunya ben Akana's Mechudish Digger, Kimle B'Derabim Ne even on Yom Kippurim, even Mechayvi Krisus, there's no halacha of Tanya Dvei Chizkiya. It's a friggin' Dachreinim that Bish, if you're going to tell me that the way Tanya Dvei Chizkiya works is he's just being magder, he's helping us understand, he's assisting us in our Havana of the halacha Kimle B'Derabim. So what's the difference if it's the Chachamim's Kimle B'Derabim Mechayvi Bisus Beznin, or if it's from the Chunya Ben Akana's Kimle B'Derabim Nei B'Chayiv Krisus? At the end of the day, Kimle works the way it works. It works based on the lumdis that comes out of Tanu Dvei Chizkiya, so there should be no chiluk. But if you're going to tell me that Tanu Dvei Chizkiya was never knocking out the original understanding of how Kimle B'Derabim Nei works, but rather he was just saying that this dot sveita din, there's a new Kimle. So over there you can say that maybe the second din of Kimle is only true by Chayiv Misas Bezin, but the new din of Kimle B'Derabim Nei doesn't pass by Chayiv Krisus. That's the first raya. The second raya is from the Ktsois and Simon. This is a festive tzais, so we can't go through the whole tzais. But the tzais in the beginning, Simen Chav Ches, quotes a Marshal. And discussion over there is, if somebody has a Kimle B'Derabim real life situation. So somebody was Mechal Shabbos, and at the same time he was a Mazik. Now the halacha is, he doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? Let's say the Nizik would go and he would be Typhus. He would go over to the person, the damage was $1,000. He walks into his living room, he takes his Leichter, he takes $1,000 worth of Schayer from him. Could he keep it or could he not keep it? Itofas mafkina, itofas loy mafkina. So the Ktsois brings a Marshal that the Ktsois himself says, Ein elu ela divrei nevius. Some of the Hagdoras that the Marshal says over there. But the one thing Ashenegelu Yenenu is, Dr. Marshal, it could be a chapa nafkamina between a kimla b'derabamine, where we're going to actually kill this person, and a kimla b'derabamine, a tonid vechizkiya. If we're going to kill this person, so then says the Marshal, if the Nizik is Typhus, we're going to take it away from him. Because being that the Balavera is getting killed, there's no Chiyav Mamon, period. There's no Chiyav Mamon, I don't have to give it to you. There's no Chiyav Mamon that if you take it from me, I could steal it right back. But if we're dealing with the Tana Dvei Chizkiya case, we're Bepoyel, we're not killing him. Where we're Poyel, we're not killing him. Over there, the halacha is going to be different. Over there, the halacha is going to be that he tofas loy mafkina mineh. Taina dachreinim. I don't understand. What's the chilek between if it's a ton of the chiskiya to get kimle or if it's a regular kimle? I thought there's only one kimle. You thought wrong. You see, for me, there's two kimleis. Start tzvei dinim and kimle. There's a kimle where bepoil you're getting the oinash hachamor. There's a kimle where you're not bepoil getting the oinash hachamor. It could be they work differently. What were the two nafkaminas? Number one, Rashi Psachim Chavtes, the Melchames and the Sugis of Eilin Iris, with regards to Rav Nechunya ben Akonos, kimle b'derabim, it could be over there, tonet ve'chiskiya wouldn't apply. And number two, regarding the Marshal Shaila that the Tzais brings Arichos in the beginning of Simon Chav Ches, whether Itofas Mafkinon or Itofas Loi Mafkinon, could be a Chapanach Kimino, whether it's a traditional Kimle or whether it's a Tanad Vechiskiya Digga Kimle.